Simon was it?
All right, Taf Reish Chav Beis. Taf Reish Chav Beis. Beis. Motzi in Sefer Torah v'kon shlosha b'parsha sarayos at sofa parsha at mincha. We take out a Sefer Torah and we read three aliyos from the parsha about the arayos to remind us of the stringencies that go on. Pashlishi maftir b'yona. The third one is the maftir. Okay, so the third one does the Haftorah in Yonah. We read about Yonah, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it talks about tshuva, and also that you can't run away from Hashem. There's no getting away. You make a bracha before and after the Haftorah. Kibbles out on Shabbos, then the bracha that you make afterwards, you mention Shabbos in it also. The Ramah adds, V'ein omer mala Torah v'alavoda b'mincha. We don't say that last bracha according to the Ramah. We don't say ala Torah v'alavoda. Is not our mincha like the Shulchan Aruch, minog like the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says we say Al Torah v'Avoda and we mention Shabbos. The Ramah says no, we don't. Rather, we just end Magen David, and the reason is because the Avoda already ended in the morning, and we already made a bracha on it. There's a discussion about this laning of Yom Kippur at Mincha. Does it have the status of Tainus laning, and that's why we're laning, or does it have a status of a Yontif laning? And the nafkamina is, if someone's not fasting, would they be able to get an aliyah? This is discussed by Rabbi Akiva Eger. And then the discussion is, if someone is eating shiurim because they're sick and they're allowed to eat less than pachos mi kashir, does that still considered as though they're fasting laning in this or not? So one should consult the posek whether they're allowed to get an aliyah as well. Question of the nigun. Do you use the trup for the Yom Kippur trup, or do you use the regular Shabbos trup? And we use the regular Shabbos trup, so it seems to be a raya that this is a laning for a tainus and not for a yontif. And that's why, again, at the Haftorah, we don't end in ala Torah v'ala voda. We just end with Magen David. Siv Gimel, imchal b'Shabbos omer tzidkascha v'om avina makenu. The Shulchan Aruch says, we say tzidkascha and avina makenu on Yom Kippur, but the Ramah says, mendino seilu ein omer tzidkascha v'lo avina makenu. We don't say tzidkascha. We also don't say avina makenu. If it falls out on Shabbos, Sanar Minog. The Mishnah Berurah says the Shulchan Aruch's reasoning is because it's a Shask Mardin, like you have to say it. And we say no, for Ne'ila, okay, we'll say Avinu Makenu and Ne'ila, but not during Mincha. Siv Dalet, Einusin Kapayim Mincha B'Yom HaKippurim. We don't duchen on Mincha on Yom Kippur. So if someone went up, so we allow him to duchen. Tofresh Chav Gimel, Ne'ila, Siv Aleph. Ne'ila Omer Asherei V'Kaddish, V'Einu Omer V'Letzion. According to the Mechaber, you already said Uval Etzion at Mincha. But the Ramah writes, Kvar Kasavdi Dam Mirim V'Nina Seidu Lomar Asher Uval Etzion Kodem Ne'ila. We say Asher Uval Etzion before Ne'ila. That acts as the break between Mincha and Ne'ila. And we use Kriyas HaTorah as the break between Musaf and Mincha for those shuls that do not have a break. Siv Beis, Man Tefilas Ne'ila K'she'achama Brosh HaIlanos. The ideal time for Ne'ila is when the sun is at the height of the trees. Kedesh Shiyashem also Samach Shkiyas HaChama, so that you finish right before Shkia. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't really mean shkia, it means we finish right before it says nightfall. Want to try and finish before Tzeisa Kochavim to finish Ne'ila. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though that's true that you really should finish before Tzeisa Kochavim, there are some who say that you really can go even after Tzeisa Kochavim. And even though really you should follow the first opinion, there are some people who follow the second opinion and go late into the night with Ne'ila. But ideally we should try and finish before Tzeis as well. When you say the line of Hayom Yifneh, Hashemesh Yavov Yifneh, that should be said before the sun goes down, because otherwise you're lying to Hashem by saying the sun is going down. So if it's already late, you should say Hayom Pana, Hashemesh Ba Ufana. So you really have to pay attention to what you're saying at that point.